listeners, this is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Mayor Robert Benoit for the town of Sutton, who's going to be speaking to us about the municipality seeking to regulate short-term rentals here in the village. Mr. Benoit, can you please start off by explaining to us what is meant by short-term rentals exactly?
Well, short-term rentals is probably in existence since the last 10 years, as a matter of fact, where people just rent on a short-term basis their house, their apartments, or whatever they can rent. And this is done mostly on the apps and like the Airbnb process. So that exploded in Sutton for the last, let's say, the last 5 years at the least. And there was a lot of complaints by citizens because of the noise and because of general nuisance that citizens were experimenting, and they asked us, you know, to revisit the whole process of how to better regulate short-term rentals.
Yes, and before we started this interview, you were speaking to me about this policy that the town had set in place in 2013. So can you just speak on that a little bit and what the town is going to do in terms of changing this policy to better fit the needs of the community here?
In 2013, it was just starting, the Airbnb business, and or short-term rentals was just starting, but at the same time expanding in 2013. So the city didn't see a problem with that. They saw it as a good thing for economic development. And they've allowed, the policy just allowed, you know, everybody to do short-term rentals all over the territory, except on one street, where probably a bad experience occurred then. So this expanded, as I said, and exploded. And since now, with a lot of complaints, we are revisiting all the policy. The policy, first of all, has been abrogated. We think it's not a good policy to accept it all across the territory. But what we had to do is, since a new regulation would take about a year to implement, because you have to go through public consultation, you have to go through regulatory approvals, there could be a referendum on certain issues. So it probably will take a year. So what we thought we needed to do was to restrict and change, abrogate the policy of everywhere on the territory to, let's say, only allow it in certain areas. And the criteria that we use is an existing criteria, so we didn't have to write a new regulation. We just took the existing zoning bylaw that says that you are allowed to do short-term rentals in areas or in zones. Remember, there's about 200 zones in Sutton, only in zones where there's an existing country inn or a B&B less than 15 rooms. So everywhere in the zone, if there's one such hotel, you can do short-term rentals. So we have an information document that shows all the zones where it is permitted to do it. Now, as I said, this is only a plaster on a wound. We need to redo a new regulation. We will do it. We've started to do it to be even more restrictive, probably, where in certain zones it won't be allowed. And so we will have to distinguish between principal residents. Those principal residents are the house you may own yourself. You know, it's your own home, and you're a permanent resident, to secondary residents where you come in, let's say, during the weekends or certain months of the year. So we will have a policy that will distinguish that. There's a law in the province of Quebec that distinguishes that. And like many other municipalities, we will be writing a new bylaw to really manage the short-term rentals so that it doesn't impede on the affordability of housing for young people. It's almost impossible to find, you know, affordable housing right now in Sutton.
That was actually my next question, was why did you feel the need to implement more regulations and to review this policy?
Lack of housing and you know, what we've seen is that certain, because that business, that commercial business, it's a commercial business, short-term rental, really. And we've been seeing promoters that want to develop rents or apartments just for short-term renting. And in a lot of municipalities, companies are not, it's not tolerated for companies to do that. So also eviction is starting to be a problem. There's eviction in small apartments right now, low rental, low-cost rentals in the village. People are being saying you have to go in order for people to do Airbnb. So this is obviously one thing that we need to manage as a city.
I know that you'll have to do public consultations and whatnot to have this new bylaw and regulations approved, but would you be able to provide some examples as to what type of regulations you're hoping to implement?
Well, there are very good examples. We're not starting from scratch because a lot of municipalities have done their own work. Let's say the Lake Brome, as Knowlton has done, they're at the end of the process almost. It's very good. It's well written. There's a lot of good ideas. It's obviously very linked to the situation in Lake Brome, but we'll inspire ourselves with such documents, you know, that make a clear distinction between when you are an owner of your house and it's your principal use, it's a principal residence, then secondary. Sometimes in certain municipalities, it's allowed everywhere. In others, it's not allowed at all. Or in certain zones, like in Bromont, it's only certain zones near the mountain, the ski area. It has to be provided for parking spaces. You have to have a distance between houses that provide short-term rentals. There's also all kinds of regulations like that that we will have to cover in order to have something that is really that fits for the Sutton.
How will these new regulations help benefit the community?
Well, it's a sword with two edges, right? Because there is obviously an economic development. I mean, it's important for the ski areas to be able to rent, the apartments or for whatever, for people who comes in during the week for skiing purposes. So we recognize that. And this is why I think, you know, the mountain area is obviously, like in Bromont, it's an obvious one that short-term rentals are permitted in areas where, you know, it attracts more customers. But at the same time, I talked previously about the dangers, the negative side of it, which in a market where there is no offer of rentals, low cost rentals, it can have very negative impact on not trying to recruit employees that will work at the Mount Sutton or Diable Vert or the IGA commercial, the restaurants. We need to have, you know, low cost housing so that means also that we need to do a lot of new constructions, which Sutton didn't, as a city, we didn't really looked into it previously. So we are currently looking at how to manage, you know, like we call mini houses on land that is really the surface of the land is much lower than what the zoning bylaws has agreed to. So we need to do a lot of things in order to improve the offer for low cost housing,
access to permanent housing here in the village, so that people can actually stay here.
Yeah, I was just this morning with somebody who's selling houses, and they tell me that there's no house being sold right now in Sutton less than $650,000. So who can afford $650,000, you know? And everybody, she had a sale a couple of days ago, and the asking price was $650,000, and two people come in at $750,000. It's absolutely, absolutely crazy. And that's all over the place here. So we need to look into it and see how we can improve the situation, because it's at this point in time the housing prices are not going down like in Ontario. We are seeing at least the prices are still going up here.
Now that you've started to draw up a plan and thinking about these new regulations that you want to set in place, how is the town moving forward now?
Well, we will first write an info document, information document, that we will obviously publicize on our website, and we will have meetings with economic developers, obviously, to get their input into the regulation. We will consult, obviously, there are surveys, very easy surveys now that municipalities are using to get the feedback on people. And then obviously after that, we need to have motions for new regulations, and then the regulatory process for register and referendum will go on.
Perfect. And I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about short-term rentals and how you plan, how the town plans on moving forward, that you think would be important for people to know.
In summary, we need to look into an equilibrium and see for, try to catch all the positive impacts and try to get rid of the negative impacts, or trying to lessen the negative impacts, so that in the end, you know, that we can get a consensus on what is the best way to go forward. Because I don't think we can, the apps won't disappear. The digital economy won't disappear. I mean, it's there. And also the important thing, I think the point I want to make also is municipalities can do a lot, but at the same time, you can do a lot of bylaws, but if you can't control the implementation, what is it worth for? So we need to be sure that whatever we impose as regulations, that we can control, and we can ensure that people will respect that. If not, then there has to be, you know, fines and everything else. But we need to have also, when you implement regulations like that, you need people to implement it.
Yes. So it's almost like finding a balance between, you know, supporting your citizens and those that want to contribute economically to the town.
It can be important also for certain owners to stay here also. I mean, if they can rent their house for a certain period of time, I mean, obviously, it's important for them, you know, in terms of their budget. And with everything going up right now, it's so you have to find this equilibrium between both negative and positive impacts.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Good. Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.